The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
And you're listening to Ciara Doherty on the Clare Byrne Show this morning. Now, if all goes according to plan, Elon Musk will become the world's first trillionaire. Today, the initial public offering of his rocket, satellite and AI company SpaceX is the biggest in history. It's expected to raise more money in one day than the annual economic output of many nations. A whole bunch of people in Musk's orbit are going to get very, very rich, or even richer. And millions of regular people are about to become SpaceX investors, even though they may not realise it. Well, joining us to discuss this now is Emmett Oliver, business correspondent. Emmett, lovely to speak to you. So we've already had a sort of an initial offering here, about 75 billion of shares prior to this IPO. It was massively oversubscribed, which seems to suggest there's going to be real demand for this.
Yes, good morning, Ciara. Yeah, absolute mania is the only way to describe it, and it's global. We know that Elon Musk has a very enthusiastic, almost cultish following from a lot of people in the US who like his Tesla cars, for starters. But this has moved up another notch again. As you say, about 25% of these shares are going to be allocated to what they call ordinary retail investors. So that's me and you and people sitting at their computers who trade just kind of casually if they have some extra money. Those people are going to be bundled into this, and you know, there's obviously a lot of enthusiasm. They're not doing it because they're being forced, those retail investors, but they're very enthusiastic with Elon Musk. But what he's selling, Ciara, is two particular things. Data centers that are out in outer space orbiting the Earth. So that's one particular business line that he's hoping can come true in the next few decades. And the second one is a reusable rocket called the Starship, the SpaceX Starship. So this will be a rocket that will go off like an aircraft, a commercial aircraft, will go around space delivering things possibly to Mars and possibly launching satellites as well, very heavy ones. And that will be reusable. And obviously the people will pay to get use of that, and it'll generate a lot of revenue as well. So these are the two things he's selling to these investors. They're not going to pay off immediately. Some people say they may never pay off. But at the moment, the company is loss making. It loses several billion dollars a year. So it's a lot of it's based on future investments. So you're taking a risk on future earnings.
Emmett, do you have a sense that the share price here, which is $135, is in fact way overvalued, given so much of this technology hasn't actually been brought to full fruition yet?
No, I think you're investing in the dream. You know, that is what you're essentially doing. And sometimes dreams pay off and sometimes they don't, you know, so that's the risk. There's a very influential note out this morning from a company called Morningstar, big fund manager, and they say the shares are valued at $63 per share, not $135 per share. So that's the fundamental value of the company. But you're basically not investing in a company, Ciara. You're really investing in Elon Musk, the person. He controls 84% of the voting shares of the company. He effectively can't be fired. He doesn't really have a board of any kind in any independent sense. So it really comes down to whether you think his visions that he's selling, which I've kind of outlined the two main pillars of those, whether you believe they will come off, whether they will pay off, and how long it will take before they pay off. I mean, the idea of putting data centers into space is extraordinary. I mean, as you know, most data centers are several football pitch lengths in total. Can you put those into space? What about cooling them down? I mean, data centers use the air. A lot of them are based in Ireland, of course, for our nice Atlantic air that cools them down. Can that be done in space? Again, can it be done efficiently? So there's a massive amount of questions here, but he has done it before. Tesla is an extraordinary company, but equally he has, you know, bad mistakes on his record too. X, formerly known as Twitter, is losing a pile of money. It was bought for $44 billion, but it's really a financial basket case. So he has had a lot of success, but equally his record is fairly mixed. So it's whether you think you lean in either sense of that, whether he's, you know, got the Midas touch, or there is a big problem here that will only come to really kind of be revealed in several decades.
Well, that's the whole thing, isn't it? I mean, who will take that risk, do you think? Who is going to be investing and buying these shares? And is there a possibility, if this company gets as big as is predicted, that retirement plans, your pension plans, that people listening today might inadvertently find themselves as investors in SpaceX?
Yes is the short answer. I mean, it is a very peculiar part of the story that this is a company that's planning to build a colony on Mars, consisting of 1 million people living in a colony. You might say, oh, well, this is just, things Musk says in an interview, but it's actually in the prospectus of the company that this is one of its plans. Now, to be fair, it's kind of very much at the far end of what they're hoping to do, but it is listed and included there. So when it comes to who would be investing, you're absolutely right. A lot of investment now is done on a passive basis. And what that means is people get put into shares that they don't select. They don't have the old-fashioned model, which is, you know, active investment, where you can tell a money manager, put me into this sector, put me into that company. There's a particular mandate they may have, and you might say, you know, I don't want to be in that sector. I don't want to be in that part of the market. AI in particular, a lot of people are nervous about it. But however, if your money is invested on what they call a passive basis, it means it just gets put into an index that you track. So it just tracks the Standard & Poor's index or the Dow Jones or various exchange traded funds, as they're known. So you won't have actually necessarily know that your individual money has gone into that individual stock of SpaceX. So yes, a lot of people listening, a lot of US investors in particular, will be invested in this company and other AI related companies, even though they may not know it, or certainly when it comes and they get their statement at the end of the year, they may not bother to read through where exactly that money is going. But yes, it will be invested into SpaceX.
It's interesting to see not only will Elon Musk potentially become a trillionaire today, and I think it's really a trillionaire on paper, but his employees, many of those could find themselves new millionaires today.
Yes, 4,000 it's estimated, Kira, which is really an extraordinary figure. Think about the Intel plant in Leixlip. It was as if every single person of that plant was to become either a millionaire or a billionaire on the back of this. So the two areas where the money is going to go are Texas, where the company is headquartered. The city of Austin is expected to see its net wealth considerably boosted. And another part of the company is based in California. So what we're hearing so far is, what's everyone buying with their new money? People who joined this company years ago, well, it's the usual suspects, the Rolex watches. A lot of people are buying Ferraris. And the last thing people are buying is actual private jets. So you've got people who were, you know, spent most of their life previously traveling on ordinary commercial civilian airlines who now can walk in and get a Gulfstream private jet on the back. That's the kind of money that you're talking about. Now, on the other end of it, Kira, you have, you know, universities. You know, they've got their endowments who are going to benefit. They might have invested many years ago. And a lot of pension funds got in at the early stages. And anyone who got in early on this, obviously, is going to do well. Our discussion today is more about what happens from this point onwards. But absolutely, you're correct. A lot of the workers are going to become instant paper millionaires. And a few of them will become paper billionaires on the back of this, where really they're going to have untold riches that they probably never envisaged when they joined what was effectively a startup a good few years ago.
Wow, it's going to be a pretty fancy car park, I would imagine, in SpaceX HQ over the next couple of weeks. But it is certainly one to watch. Emmett Oliver, thanks so much for joining us.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.